This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris accuses Republicans of trying to strip women of their rights. AP correspondent Tim McGuire explains why.
The leaked Supreme Court draft opinion that would overturn Roe versus Wade draws protesters to the Supreme Court building. And in this speech to Emily's List, a sharp rebuke from Vice President Kamala Harris.
How dare they? How dare they tell a woman what she can do and cannot do with her own body?
Harris says if the court overturns Roe, tens of millions of women will see either severe restrictions or a loss of abortion rights altogether. National Right to Life President Carol Tobias claims it could take years to change state abortion laws.
50 states had the ability to make their own laws.
22 states already have so-called trigger laws to ban or severely restrict abortion that would go into effect if national abortion rights were overturned by the court. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And breaking news of the U.S. Supreme Court draft opinion that would strike down 50 years of abortion policy. Politico's most impactful moment also put the news organization squarely in the middle of one of society's most contentious issues. Politico sent a memo to the staff members Tuesday saying it had restricted access to its offices and told security to be extra vigilant about visitors. The company also urged employees to consider removing their Politico affiliation on social media accounts. The company has not reported any specific threats. The story on the court's apparent readiness to overrule the 1973 case was about political sources. Some of it is specific.